Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marini Marazi Shichyu. Moshe, Moshe Ben Peshtina, Yisrael Moshe Mordechai, B'chasach B'chama Sayyideyem. And we are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in Maseches Pesachim, Chof Dalet on the Beis, based on the Torah Reina Ravina Rav Nosson Zetzal. Amar Rabbi Abo, Chayu Chavifeg Mas Matanti Spasi, Yigilte Arvin Gloria, Sar Lei Bas Rivka, Rachel Bas Geula, the Shalab Rachel Bas Lach Pama Sayyadeim, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Yisurim Shebetorim Lachim 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 Derech Achilasim. All the Surim in the Torah, you only get Malkus if you eat it Derech Achila. In the normal way, the Gemara says, Lamute Mai, what is this coming to exclude? This is coming to exclude. This is coming to exclude Imacho Chelub Chai Shepater. If he eats raw fat, he's part because that's not derech achila. You don't eat it raw. Rashi says ela derech achilasan, ela in kain achlan derech achilasan. In other words, you shouldn't explain that be'emes you get malchus even if the chaylev is raw, and that it says ein lokam leim ela derech achilasan. It's excluding when you don't eat it at all. You're just nane, and that the hana there's no malchus, but on the eating there is malchus. But if he eats it, even if he eats it in an abnormal way, he's going to be getting malchus. So Kamishman Rashi now. Ela derech achilasin, elim kein ochlan derech achilasin. You're only chayiv if you eat it. Even if you eat it. But you eat it not in the way that's derech achila, you're pater. You would have a havimita to say that if you eat it, in other words, the only time you're pater, ein lokam lel derech achilasan, meaning hana is not malchus, but any type of achila is, even if it's in an abnormal way. It's kamushan Rashi, no. That if the eating is in an abnormal way, you're pater mi malchus. Says the Gemara Vayter, yigit amri amri ravam rav yechon, kol sin shabaterim lekam el derech hana osam, all the surim in the Torah, you only get malchus if you do derech hana. Rashi, Ika da Amri Hadu Rabbi Abo Ahanoitma. Ve'ahanech di suri hanoi. In other words, this Rabbi Abo Rabbi Yechanan was not about chila, derech achila, it was derech hanoi. Lemute mai, zokti gemore, Amr Rav Shimi bar Ashi, lemute shimeniach chelev shal shor haniskol agabi makoso ishu potter. This is excluding a case where you placed the fat of a shoranisko, is aser b'hana, on your makkah, that's your pater, because chelev, Rashi says, ein derech hanasu ala behav ore. Chelev, it is cooked, v'lem shoyach oiris, and it is anointing skin, leather, v'lo l'refue, but it's not used for refue, v'kol shekein oichel chelev chai shu pater. And avad, if you eat it raw, you're putter. Because not only if you get hana shelo kederach hana, you're putter. Certainly if you eat it, you're putter. Azay zok b'rashi. V'chein posak ha-rambam, ma'acholos ha-suris 14, 10 to 11. Kol ha-oichle ma'asurim eino y'chayev aleim ad shi'yoychal oisoy derech hanoye. Keitzad, rei shehim ches ha-chele v'gmoy, k'shucham, ad shenich v'groino mimenu, או שאוכל חלב חי, או שאירב דבורים מורים, כגון ריש ולענה לסריך יין נסך, או לסריך כדרה של נבלו, ואוכל קשי מורים, או שאוכל אוכל אוסור, אחר שסריח והיבי שובטו מאוכל אדם, הרי זה פתור. So the Rambam says, that all אוכלים, that are אוסר, you're only חייב, all the oichlim that are aser, you're only chayiv if you eat them derech hanoi. If you eat them derech hanoi. How does this work? If somebody, says the Rambam, if somebody melted fat and he swallowed it when it's hot and his throat got burned, or he eats raw fat, they're unkosher fat, of course, or he mixed bitter things in, and he drinks yayin nesach, etc., or he eats something that's spoiled, you're pater. So it has to be achila kederech hanoi. So the Mishnah Lamelech made a chakira. Perakei miyisoidei haTorah halacha ches. We paskin kol isurim shebaTorah ein loikim aleihem ela kederech hanoasam. So what about a mitzvah's essay? Torah says medaf esen matzeh. We have to eat matzah or carbon pesach. Let's say you ate it shelo kederech hanoi. Are you yotze yedei chovaso, or are you not yotze yedei chovaso? And it would appear that there's no difference. Just like, says the Mishnah Lamelech, just like by mitzvah leisa say, that the Torah says leisocha. We say that if you eat shelo kederech hanos in your pater, because that's not called eating. So too, by mitzvah say, you're not yotze yedei chovaso, because it's not called eating. But I haven't seen this mefurish. However, this is already discussed by the Gaon HaKadmon, the Torah Chaim, who writes Yisurei Hanah. It's only going to be Derech Hanaasam, but Gabe Matzah, that it's not totally in Hanah, because Mitzvah Lehonis Nitnu, Afilu Bola Matzah Yatzah. So even though you're not Nanan, so we have a Chiddush from the Torah Chaim, but even Shaloka Derech Hanah, you are Yotze. However, Yesh Lahayir Al Divrei Torah Chaim from the Chubas Harim, in Yeredei and Simen Yudalit, Shakol Dinei Torah Tzrichim Shiyu Kidarkon. ולכן בשבס אינו חי ואלא כשהוציא דרך היצוא. ובאכילו בעינן שיהיה כדרך אכילה. So all דיני תורה have to be כדרך. And therefore on Shabbos, you're only chayev if you took something out כדרך היצוא. By אכילה, you're only chayev if you eat it כדרך אכילה. The Torah has to be done in a normal way. So to Rashi, Shabbos, Lamites, המבשל בחם הפטר, why? Because ein derech bishul bekach. It has to be done the normal way. So we find someone's nichnas lamikdash shelo kederech bi in an abnormal way. He's pater. V'chein a nichnas l'bayis ha-menuga in a metama l'knish nichnas kedarkoi. If you go into a house of tzaras that you become tamei, but you're only tamei if you're nichnas kedarko. And so writes in the tshuvis, halachas ketanas chelek alef simen lamed hei, shekol dinei Torah tzrichim shiyu kedarkan. This is discussed by Rabbeinu in the Laharis Nosin in the seventh volume in Simen Yod Aleph. And according to this, Huadin, when the Torah says, Be'erev Toich L'matzis, we require that it should be Kederech Achila, because that we say in our Sugya, Shekol Ha'isurim Shevetor Nalekelem Derech Ana'asim Kederech Achilasim, isn't learned from a Yitur Lashon, that it's a special limud, but it says it's a Lashon of Achila. Achila means normal. So Memela, Mitzvah Seseh also has to be a normal type of eating. And that the Torah Chaim writes, Mitzvah Slav Lehonis Nitnu, therefore you don't have to get Hanah. No. Rashi says, it's not Hanah, it's an ol, it's a yoke. So then the purpose of Mitzvah, that's Rashi in Rosh Hashanah 28, Rashi in Chulin 89, Elegzeres HaMelech HuAleim. In other words, the purpose in the Tachlis of Nesinus and Mitzvah Sli Yisrael is not that they should enjoy it, but rather it's an ol. But that doesn't mean that if you eat it in an abnormal way, your Yotze, you have to eat it in a normal way. You have to eat with hanas haguf. That's the normal way of eating. Similarly, writes the Kesef Mishnah, Maisa Karbonus 10:10, and what the Rambam says, Shafilu hakoyhanim mutarim lechol chelkom bekarbonus b'chol maichol uloichlam tsluyim shlukim umuvushalim. Says the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam says even the koyhanim, because salkat aitoch, that the koyhanim have to only eat it l'shem shemayim, and therefore they shouldn't eat it derech tainuk. Kamash malan says lamash chelashim gedula. Like the kings eat it, so therefore Malacha, the Koyhanim eat their chelik and the karbanos as they like it. You like it roasted, you like it cooked, you like it rare, you like it well done, however you like it. So of course they have to eat it l'shem shemayim. Just the word is that they have to do this l'shem shemayim in a normal way with Hana. Similarly, we find the Rambam, Mezuzah 5:4. That people write names of angels or holy names or a pasuk on the mezuzah, and them chelik lolam haba, because these tipshim, they're not only mevatel a mitzvah, but they're making a great mitzvah, which is yichud Hashem, havaso va'avadasoi, kilu hu kameya shel hanayas atzmai, k'mo she'ola liba masechel, she'zeo dvar ha'mahane havle ha'olam. They just think mitzvahs are about this world. And mitzvahs is yichud Hashem, it's avas Hashem. It's the oneness of God, the service of God. What are you making this into your own little, it's a watchdog, Chas V'Shalom. So the Rambam doesn't like that, and they lose their chelik in Olam Haba. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, Ma Pitom. We see in Menachos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis that a mezuzah, you have to put it B'tefach HaSamach L'Rishis HaRabim in order that it should guard you. So the mezuzah is Shemir, so yeah, it's in Rechinami, the mezuzah is. But that shouldn't be your kavanah. So if Adah, there's Hana. But that's not the Tachas and Mitzvah. It's Yichud Hashem Ve'avosu. And the Noit of Yehuda famously, Kama Yerideh Simen Lamed Heis Tamei Adah Teres Chaim. Ma'abakach Shem Mitzvah Slavli Hamas Nitnu. But you need to have a Chila Derech Hanoi. Like we said. And that the Teres Chaim says that Mitzvah Yotze Avshalok Kederech Hanoasam because Bala Matzah Yotze Frek the Noit of Yehuda Bala Matzah is Kederech Hanoasam. Otherwise, it turns out that you're allowed to be boleh kol esirei Torah b'chol hashem bo sakana. And the Rambam mentions various ways that it's shaloka derech hanoi. And he doesn't mention anything, we read it out before, he doesn't mention anything about boleh. So bli is called derech hanoasan. So it's muchach l'chor from the Sefer HaMitzvah shkol ma shenizkar achila eno chai vat shihane groinoi b'groinoi omnom yipasach piv u'bola min ha'isov u'cham ad shi'isov groinoi potu u'mash m'shafilu in bola. So it's mashman the Rambam that if you're a boileya, it's kederech hanoi. Just if you got burned, it's not. It has to be that you're a boileya and it burns you. If it doesn't burn you, you're cool. The Heiligash Divrei Chaim in the Tshuvis in Chelik Aleph Arachaim Simon Chofei, he brings a raya Shebematza Eino Yotze Shalek Yederach Hanoasan. What we see later on, Imcho V'Gemo Imatza Eino Yotze Yederach Hanoasan, Rashi explains the Lav Derech Achila Kochil. It says later on, if you melt it, if it's Matza, you're not Yotze. Rashi says it's not Derech Achila. You see, matzah has to be derech achila. Mikol shken shaloka derech hanah depati b'chol haTorah kula. Mikol shken shlo yotzei derech chovetz matzah. The Divrei Chaim says, look. If you melt the matzah and swallow it, so you're not yotze. Why? Because it has to be derech achila. You see that matzah has to be derech achila. Derech achila, derech hanah. When you do an isser, you're pater. So you certainly have to eat a kederech hanah to be mekayim the mitzvah. So he says, how does the Mishnah Lamelech miss this sugya? It's an open sugya. About if you swallow matzah, you're not yotze. You have to eat it kederech achila, kederech hanoi. So the Noda Behuda already relates to this in Kami Yerideh Simen Lamed Hei to the Shoyal Agon Rav Leibel Eger. And the Noda Behuda answered, "Who said that Rashi means shelo kederech hanoi? That's why you're not yotze. Maybe Rashi means it's lav derech achila because it's derech shtia." But if you eat matzah, kedlo b'shaloka derech achila, you're yotze. Doesn't have to be derech achila. You could just swallow it, and that's enough. So that is our first offering on this topic. And obviously this is an entire huge, major sugya. In Shas and Poskim. So hopefully God will give us life and we will be zeichet to continue. Pama ba'a v'nerem shech neflot mitorat Hashem. Thank you for listening. Shalom.